Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, let's start doing it to me and we'll be able to get along just fine. So, question is.
Hi. That was a bad moment in the introduction of Caitlin Clark to the fine folks in Indianapolis, the columnist Greg Doyle. I mean, here's the thing, David. As you know, I have a 22-year-old daughter. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. It is just a different age to, you know, you are allowed to have a crush on her game, on her, the way that she shoots and the things that she can do. You can appreciate her game. But when you cross into this weird, he was giving her the heart sign, and she's like, yeah, I do that to my family after games. Well, do it to me. It's just, he wrote a column, and he apologized, and he went on Twitter, and, I mean, he got roasted, and he had to apologize, frankly. But it just fell so flat, and it was so, like, borderline sexist, misogynistic. It was just the wrong tone. Was completely unprofessional for an introductory news conference.
Well, it was unprofessional, but what was worse, because it was a 22-year-old female,
yes,
it was inappropriate, and he should have known better. And it really, his apology was, I think, clumsy itself. And then by writing a column about it, it's not something I would have recommended. Obviously, the tone of the column was contrite. Obviously, he apologized for what he meant and what he did and what he said. I think that we have seen, whether it was an overreaction in the previous cases or not, we have seen people lose their jobs for less. Not saying that he should be fired, not saying nobody really wants to see that. Greg Doyle is an immensely talented journalist, one of the best columnists in the country, and certainly somebody who represents the Indianapolis market better than he did yesterday. So I do think that he probably deserves another shot, deserves another chance, and to keep his job. But I do think he needs to learn from this. And the column indicated maybe he has, but I also am skeptical and cynical and all those things from having spent a career as a columnist in that role. You're writing a column to invite people to click on your website and to read your column. You're monetizing the misogyny. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think you should have extended the conversation as long as he did. Just apologize, tweet it, go away, come back and do something and be a professional. The only way you're going to regain any sort of credibility is just be that person, the same guy every day, and don't include yourself as part of the story.
Yeah, well, he's part of the story. I mean, he got absolutely roasted on X yesterday. And, you know, it was just, it was a rough one. It just kind of, it was a, the whole episode was fairly bizarre, frankly. And it was, it just was inappropriate.
Well, it was creepy.
In the circuit,
it was creepy.
Yes.
Now, we all have been in situations and we've had some fun with it. Now, you're at a press conference and you get the microphone and somebody that you either have a rapport with or you want to establish some kind of rapport with. Heck, our intro used to include a give and take that I had with George McCaskey when I was muted and didn't know I was muted and all those things. And unmute your microphone is the best question you ever asked, David. And I said, oh yeah, whatever I said in response. That's banter. That's really something that you feel comfortable with people who you know a little bit better. A 22-year-old woman who is the most famous college basketball player, women's basketball player in America at that moment, probably isn't the person you want to engage in banter with if you're a 50-something man.
It's just weird.
Bad idea.
Again, just very, very kind of weird, uncomfortable, strange moment and not good. Did you see the Caitlin Clark? There's been kind of an outpouring about, look at that, she's going to make what? And there is almost an outrage to the difference between NBA contracts and WNBA contracts. I believe President Biden actually spoke about it, that she needs to be paid more. Well, she's about to cut a deal with Nike.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to have her own shoe. And I would imagine, I mean, again, we've talked about the idea that she's coming into the WNBA with $3 million in the bank. You know, she made a lot of money in NIL stuff over the years, and she is taking I don't want to call it a pay cut. She'll still have all her NIL deals, and she's got a lot of good ones. But I think that when we look at this, if she gets her own shoe and she starts making some money through Nike, that's maybe the avenue where you can really pick up some extra revenue.
No doubt about it. I mean, she's going to be one of the highest paid spokespeople in all of sports because of who she is and what she's accomplished in terms of bringing women's college basketball to the forefront and carrying the sport on her back for this year, but the last several. I think that's great, and it's she deserves all of it. I not cringe worthy, but like when people point out the disparity in the WNBA salaries and the NBA salaries, I'm not comfortable with that either because it's like when we were talking about her being compared to Pete Maravich and all that stuff. When somebody accomplishes something that is this historic and monumental, and I think significant, I hate pointing out the negatives to make your point about. We don't need to do that. We don't need to point out what she's not doing. We need to focus on what she is accomplishing.
Her playing in the WNBA may bring a lot more interest, a lot more eyes to that league, a lot more money to that league, which then would generate higher salaries. But the salaries that are paid to the women of the WNBA are determined by how much money they're drawing in as a sport.
It's also collectively bargained.
And it is collectively bargained. The you got to remember, like, the whole Brittany
Griner
thing, she's playing in Russia. The reason she was arrested, she's playing because she can make $50,000 mm-hmm. by playing a season in Russia. It's a lot of money when you're only making whatever it is, $100,000 in the WNBA, if that. So it's understandable that there are other ways that you need to kind of build up your
The funding. Season isn't that long.
No.
They don't play as many games.
There aren't as many teams.
There's a lot more of a need to play abroad, as you point out, and maybe the things are changing because of the marketing opportunities, and I think we're going to continue to see that. You're going to see this year, because of Caitlin Clark, her ascension, and because of her presence, WNBA television ratings are going to increase.
Sure.
The attendance is going to be up. It's going to have they're going to be more relevant in markets like Chicago and other WNBA markets. I don't know if expansion is a good idea for the league. I would resist that until you figure out maybe solidify your footing more so as a league. But this is the beginning of – this is maybe the – I don't know if it's the beginning, but it's a continuation of a popularity of a sport that is a long time coming, and it's largely because of Caitlin Clark's presence.
312-644-6767 is the number. Ken is listening on the Odyssey app. Good morning, Ken.
Morning, gentlemen. Hey, I just wanted to you guys have talked about this again, the Caitlin Clark, Greg Doyle thing. And you've both used the word misogyny or misogynistic. And I can go along with you as far as Greg Doyle being dumb or being borderline sexist, unprofessional. But isn't misogyny just a little too strong? I mean, that's suggesting some level of hatred for women. And I don't think there's anything in Greg Doyle's past to suggest that he hates or despises women. I just think that's an inappropriate term to use in connection.
It might be strong, but I mean, it also implies a prejudice against women. And I think that if you have a prejudice against women or anybody, that you need to, you know, be called out on it, even if you're unaware that you're expressing it, or even if you have a track record of not being that person. So it's a, Ken, it's an excellent point. Words do matter, but I don't think we accidentally mentioned that word, because I do think it applies in this case. Or at least if it doesn't, think about it. Think about it the next time, because, you know, yeah, misogynistic behavior typically implies a hatred or an intentional
looking at a woman as an object.
As an object, yeah. But I also think it having a prejudice or not thinking about what you're doing and what you're saying and the results of your actions. Held him accountable for the words. If anybody should be held accountable for the words they choose, it'd be somebody who uses words for a living.
So if he's not misogynistic, can we agree that he's chauvinistic? That the way that you treat a woman by flashing a little heart sign on her and telling her to give it back to you after games. I mean, then you're saying there's like a male superiority over women.
If you were editing me and that's the suggestion that you would make to edit, take out misogynistic and insert chauvinistic, okay. I think both apply, but if that's a little bit more fair and broad, I'm fine with that. The point would be, regardless of what you call it, I think there's got to be a call for accountability here.
Yeah.
And whether it's just a social media apology or a column in a newspaper or a website, do you need more than that for some people? I think some people are asking for more than that.
I think it's just hard to again, I don't think that Greg has contempt or hatred toward women. I do think that when you are kind of, I mean, you're turning her into an object by suggesting, you know, again, that you have like a weird crush on her and you want her to show love back to you, especially she's a 22-year-old girl. How old is Greg? He's got to be in his mid-40s. I mean, he's twice her age. It's kind of creepy, man. There's no way around it. And it's like a guy making an awkward joke. And certainly, you know, we all know, and people in the room kind of laughed. I don't know if that was uncomfortable laughter.
I think it was just anxious laughter. People didn't quite know how to react. Now, he is also somebody in that market. For context, he has a history of, and he alluded to this in his column, of making public declarations or announcing himself or using that opportunity at a press conference to try to establish a rapport or create some kind of clever banter or funny moment. And it just backfired in a terrible way this time. I don't know that it makes him anything but somebody who misread the moment and created something that was very creepy. It just was. If you're looking at it from the way it was presented on social media, and the laughter in the room made everybody a little bit more uncomfortable.
Right. And this is the Joe Biden tweet. He said, "Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all. But right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid their fair share. It's time we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve." And I mean, you know, that isn't the problem with the Caitlin Carr because I'm making the kind of money that, say, LeBron makes or that Steph makes. Or, I mean, let's look at a rookie coming into the league makes. It's, you know, maybe her impact on the women's game will be that everybody gets paid more. That yeah. there's more money for everybody. They end up making money. They end up in the plus column, and they are sharing that with the players. I just think it's really odd to compare the two leagues, other than they're playing basketball, because it's the number of eyes on the game, the number of people that are performing, the amount that the players get in the
they
in
play 40 the games. They play 40 games, and I get I think that it was it's not a it's not the, what I would have done. I would not have opened the door to this conversation if I were Joe Biden, if I were somebody who was a WNBA executive, if I were somebody who was a season ticket holder, whatever the case may be. I don't think it's, again, because it's one of those conversations that forces you to point out the disparity and the differences in the leagues, in the pay scale, and why there is that disparity. And I think what now should be the focus is, yeah, okay, you want the next collective, the next CBA for the WNBA players to include higher salary structure? Great. Do that. Negotiate that. Ratify that. And what will happen if the attendance and TV ratings continue to increase at the rate that we expect because of players like Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Cardoso, all the ones that are joining the league now, all the players that are there already, and now we'll have a conversation. Right now, I don't know that I would have opened that door.
The Gridiron Assassin checks in. NBA players get 53% of revenue. WNBA gracious enough to share 20.5% of the revenue with their players, and that will change now. Maybe it will.
But I would like to see the books on that. You know, it's very that would be enlightening. I mean, nobody is doubting that the NBA makes money hand over fist. That's just going to be something that is, but I don't know about WNBA teams. And, you know, is it a lucrative league? I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on that. I don't know the answer to that, but I think you see enough teams that have issues with facilities that makes you question that.
Yeah.
Like the Sky.
Listen, you know, we watch a certain amount of different sports. I don't see packed arenas. Now, maybe that changes. By all accounts, Caitlin Clark's presence has changed the price of tickets at various stops that she'll be visiting throughout the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's very good for the league, and that's very good for other players. But I don't know that that you're going to expect that kind of income regularly. I don't know that you're going to be able to. You know, here's the problem. I don't know enough about the women's game. I keep reading that the Sky, who I thought had a great draft, because I've heard a couple of the players, I know who they are, and it looks like they're putting together a pretty good team. I keep reading that they got it. Well, they were like a B. Somebody wrote that's a C-plus draft. Like, what? Really? I mean, they kind of traded up. They got two of the top
I was
10
surprised.
Picks in the draft.
I was surprised. And I think
seven.
That probably exposes us as casual fans, and
right.
That's okay. Because that's I'm not going to pretend that we have watched how many of those 40 games did we watch last year for the Chicago Sky. I'm not going to oversell that. But I was a little surprised to see that they weren't graded higher by people who do watch the sport on a more regular basis.
The WNBA is more changing to kind of how the NBA is, more about the 3-point shot than probably the two. So with these two big kind of taller players playing that position, kind of the same spot. That's why they got
redundancy.
Got, yeah, that's kind of why.
But they're going to get every rebound.
I love it. I love the move. It's an A for me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, we got breaking news, and breaking news on 6-7 of the Score is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download BetQL app or visit betql.com today. Shams Charania, our buddy, go Ramblers. He 25 seconds ago said on Twitter, the expectation is Miami's Jimmy Butler will be out multiple weeks, sources said. Butler remarkably played the final three quarters versus the 76ers last night, with what is now feared to be an MCL injury.
That's big. Bulls by five. Even though the Heat are 13-8, I think without Jimmy Butler, this opens the door a little bit wider for the Bulls to think that they can win that game Friday night.
We'll ask our buddy Nick Friedel what he thinks of that. We'll do that next. Molly and Hall on the Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Four.
We had a little knee tweak, and we'll see what these tests got tomorrow.
Are you expecting to go for an MRI, or is that the next step?
And that's the next
is
step.
Is that a concern once you go for an MRI? That it's, is it, in other words, can you feel in your body, does it feel serious, like, uh-oh, this could be something more, or?
I don't want to jinx it, but, I mean, I hope that I'm fine. I hope I wake up tomorrow and I can still stick and move, but, you know, right now I can't say that that's the case. I mean, I fell, and he landed, and my knee just didn't do well, I guess. I don't know, but it's not a good feeling, I can tell you that.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score, and on the line is Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedel. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. And we've heard a report this morning that Jimmy has an MCL that will keep him out weeks. Nick, life a lot easier for the Bulls, buddy. How you doing?
Molly, I'm sitting here with a huge smile on my face because I'm thinking back to 19 years ago when I was an intern for you and the late, great Doug Buffone that summer in Chicago. And for it to come full circle, at least for me, is pretty cool. I remember I was a Monday, Wednesday, Friday intern, and it was our friend Rick Tellender's show. And Monday, he wasn't there. Wednesday, he bought food for everybody, and I was like, this guy's great. And I still didn't have internet in my apartment, and this is pre-Twitter. So on Friday, I walk in, and everybody's walking around. I'm like, what's the problem? And they're like, Rick's gone. So it was
right.
You, me, Doug, and our friend Chris Hopper, our other intern, for the entire summer. So hearing your voice is great. Being with David is great. And as far as Jimmy goes, yikes. So I think the Bulls have about as easy a path as you can get into the playoffs right now. But saying that and doing that for the Bulls, as we all know, has been two very different things. And going down to Miami and trying to get a win is going to be interesting. But for as well as everything played out for them last night, they've got to be feeling good this morning.
Well, Nick, it's great to talk to you. And throughout your illustrious career, weren't you at one point Jimmy Butler's beat writer?
Yeah. David, that was like 10 months ago.
That's right. It wasn't that long ago. You and Jimmy do have quite a past, so you know how much he means to every team he's been on. The Heat, 13-9 it is. 13-9 without Jimmy Butler this year, but they're going to be playing the Bulls now without Butler, Terry Rozier, and Duncan Robinson. They may not have enough Heat culture to make up for all of those losses, Nick. If the Bulls can pull this off, does that make this season a success for them?
Hell no, because they're only staying off the end another week, because Boston is going to absolutely demolish them in that first round series if they get there. But David, it is worth pointing out, and I've been around Jimmy for so long after he left Chicago, and this is the other thing you're referencing, of course, going to Minnesota all those times and being around Jimmy and the crazy relationship with Tibbs and all those years. The fact that Jimmy, in that soundbite that we just played, admits, hey, this doesn't feel right. Usually Jimmy says, I'm fine, and you think, okay, well, he's going to do whatever he can to go stand out there on the floor and hobble his way through like we saw last night. The fact that Jimmy Butler is like, yeah, this doesn't feel good, and we're going to see how it's going, that tells you all you need to know. So that tells you that knee is killing him. But as far as the Bulls go, no. I mean, they beat an Atlanta team that is not very good. Trae Young was like a minus 27. I mean, they've been bad most of the year. And if they win this next one in Miami, okay, great. They can sell this, but this is not a college recruiting program. You can't say, oh, hey, we made the playoffs in your brochure to recruits, because they're just not very good. And it doesn't change the fact that they're stuck in mediocrity, on top of the fact that Boston truly is going to demolish them in the first round. So I can't change what we've all seen, not only this year, but the last couple of years. I think the only thing for me, guys, is watching that game last night, and the three of us have been covering that team off and on for years. It's a reminder that the NBA is in such a much better place when the Bulls are relevant, when there are big games played at the United Center. It's a fun atmosphere. It's one that draws in casual fans, and certainly the city, for the most part, is still behind them. You just wish that they could be more consistent and they could have a couple more bigger names to build around. But I am not going to get all hopped up if they go and beat a bad Atlanta team and then a Jimmy and other pieces-less Miami team in a couple days.
Yeah, we were talking about the idea that, you know, we know Giannis, he has an injury. He's going to miss time against Indiana. That's very interesting. Kawhi Leonard looks like he's out for the Clippers first-round series. I would argue that Jimmy missing from the Miami Heat's lineup might be bigger than those other two injuries, just because of what he does for that team.
Well, Mully, on top of it, it seems that people have fallen in love not only with the idea, but certainly the reality in these last few seasons of playoff Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, having talked to him about it, he absolutely hates that nickname because he feels like it discounts what he has done through all these different years and fighting through all the different injuries. But you can hate the name all you want. When you produce at the level that he has in the postseason, again, there are going to be more people than just your regular Heat fans that are going to be tuned in. And there are a lot of people around the league that aren't watching night to night that would tune into the playoffs the last few seasons, see what Miami is doing, and say, I want to watch this. I want to see what he does next. So I think it is a very good point, because when you see what's happened across the league, this is a league that always seems to be dealing with injuries. But Jimmy was one of those stars that was forward-facing in the biggest of games the last few seasons. And he always seemed to rise to the level of play on the floor. He wasn't afraid of the moment. So to take him away, assuming whether or not the Heat win, and get into this play, and it does sound like this could be it, at least for this year. barring some kind of real change here in the next 24 hours, to see Jimmy without a place to play and be seen, on top of the fact that Steph Curry just got knocked out, and that's another huge name for the league. You've got LeBron potentially for a handful of games against Denver. That is a big problem for a league that really could use a really strong postseason.
As the league transitions into some of these new stars, if you will, Nick, as you point out some of the transitions going on at different teams, where do you fit Kobe White in where he will land in the next wave of stars, foundational pieces, role players? He had 42 points last night, a big moment for this team, even though it was just a play-in victory over a bad Hawks team. It still matters, even if it's not an official record or something that the league counts, but it still matters. What did it do for his career and his status in the NBA?
David, you're making me miss it next to you at all those games through all these years, because these are the kind of conversations that we would have. I think it's a great moment for Kobe White, but I think it's a really solid building block for the organization as a whole. What they have struggled with repeatedly in the last few years is taking a guy in the draft and developing that player to a point where they get better and better and better. The name that pops to mind is Lauri Markkanen. They were all in on his development. It just didn't happen for him in Chicago. He goes to Cleveland, then Utah, and all of a sudden, he's an all-star. Now, can Kobe White get there? We're going to see. But, David, what strikes me is you've got that TNT graphic the other night during the West play-in games, and it's showing Zach LaVine. I mean, Zach LaVine has been injured. He's just not the foundational piece that the Bulls want him to be. He hasn't been that guy. DeMar DeRozan, for as solid as he is at the end of his career. He's not going to be that star piece that leads a team through the postseason anymore. Could Kobe White potentially be one of those guys? We're going to see. I think it's way too early to tell. And again, I temper all this by reminding everybody, the Hawks stink.
Yeah,
so
that's
to
true.
Go and get 42 off Atlanta, all right, you know, cool. It was a big game. They obviously had to get it for their season to continue, but the Hawks are terrible. So I think it's a great confidence builder, and it's another reminder for a newer Bulls staff, hey, this is working. What you guys are doing and what he's been able to do this season without LaVine and still without Ball and without these pieces around him, he has changed the course of his career. But any good player has to be able to maintain that and build off of it. So I think it's too early to put him into a category right now just because we haven't seen it that much from him still.
It's Mully and Haw on the Score. We're talking to Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. And, Nick, you know, we came in this morning, we were joking, because a year ago when they won the play-in game, we did this kind of show about, wow, was that a changing of the guard? Remember Zach LaVine had played so well, and is it now Zach's team? Is he ready to take that step? And then, you know, we know what happened since. And he was terrible, by the way, in the second game. So we started the show talking about, is that the changing of the guard? Is it Kobe White's team? Because it seems like we love these storylines for some reason. We were kind of half joking about it. But you're right. DeMar's getting up there. I think he's, you know, one of the clutch players in the league. I got a lot of time for DeMar. But I don't know how you move forward with this group. I don't know what their offseason plan is. And you're also right. If they get past Miami, I think we're going to come out of this understanding how far the gap is between the Bulls and the premier team in the Eastern Conference.
Well, Molly, that is exactly why people should not get distracted from reality. And this has been an ongoing conversation with the Bulls for years and years, since the end of Tibbs and the beginning of Fred Hoiberg. This is a team that is stuck in the middle. It's the worst place to be in pro sports, and one good game by Kobe White and company against the Hawks isn't going to change that around. The reality for where the Bulls are at is you still don't have that main guy that you can build around. And that's the struggle for where they are right now and where they're trying to be the next couple of years. I mean, you've got to get off that LaVine deal. Good luck there, because you're going to have to attach a couple assets to make it happen. You re-sign Vucevic. Okay. you might as well just tie an anchor to the franchise and say, hey, you know, ninth place is good enough for us, and maybe we can sneak in the playoffs. So in that regard, hey, it looks like things are coming into place. But this is a team, and more importantly, guys, as you know better than anybody, it's a city that deserves the best. It deserves a team that it can be proud of, that it can compete with anybody that there is. And the way they have been mismanaged through the years, it just shows. When you make bad decision after bad decision, when you allow Jim Boylan to run your team for years, you get what you get. And this is the reality for where the Bulls are in this moment. It is fun to celebrate great games like this. It's fun for fans to be energized and to turn on the TV and see the UC rocking like we all know it can. But when reality hits, and whether it hits against Miami and a depleted Heat team, whether it hits, and it will hit, against Boston, you start looking around and going, well, what happened? What else can we do? What else can you do? You can make better decisions within the front office. You can not sign players to really bad contracts. I mean, it's pretty simple, and it's pretty easy to see where the Bulls have landed where they are. To me, and Kobe White's performance aside, I just don't see that guy that they can still build around and feel great with as the face. And when you don't have the face, especially in this era of the NBA, you really don't have anywhere to move, because there's just not enough star players in the league to feel confident that you can really take another step forward, which is what the Bulls need to do.
Bulls historian Nick Friedel.
Good Thanks, stuff, Nick. Good Nick. Stuff. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
That is a horrifying thought, but after 15 years, I mean, I can't push it away too far. But it's great to be with y'all, and it's great to hear y'all's voice. And I hope there's better news ahead somewhere for the Bulls and all of us.
That's great. Take care, Nick. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. All right, we got Chelly joining us next. We'll bring in Chris Chelios. We're looking at the end of the season for the Blackhawks, but there's also some interesting New Year's Eve news that's out there. We'll talk about it with Chris. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
We would like to announce tonight that the Discover Winter Classic, which traditionally is played on January 1st, moving to New Year's Eve. That's right.
Yeah.
You should just buy this tuxedo.
Well, I won't be hungover.
Yeah. Well, maybe. We'll see. Yeah,
right. Sorry.
The game will be played at Wrigley Field as the Chicago Blackhawks take on the St. Louis Blues.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's some fun news, right? Pop a bottle. Let's get some champers going. And joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the king of sports books. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
I like the idea of an outdoor game at Wrigley Field. That sounds fun.
I'll like it better if they add another alumni game and the old guys get to play too. That'd be cool.
Yeah, noon. You guys could go at noon. They could play at 4, and you can have a big party at midnight.
Noon? No, we don't need the party by midnight. It'd be a lot earlier than that. Start at noon.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be great. I mean, I had the opportunity to play once that game Detroit against Chicago in Wrigley, and that was so cool. I mean, obviously growing up in Chicago and never imagining there'd be a hockey game there and then being a part of it, that was a pretty awesome day.
So the season is over tonight, Chelly, and as we lament that, because I think everyone that likes watching Connor Bedard, sorry the season is over, even though it's included a lot of losing. How do you put into perspective what progress, if any, the Hawks made this year?
I mean, obviously the fans knew coming into the season you know, it's a rebuild or what you want to call it, youth movement. But just the fact that we were lucky enough to get Connor in that first pick overall, that created a big buzz right from the, you know, second it happened, the season tickets, people bought a ton of season tickets. So that part, I don't think he disappointed. From the first game on, that game against Pittsburgh where he scored his first goal, again, you know, head-to-head with Crosby. And there were some, you know, for a team that, you know, in the standings weren't competitive, there were some highlights, you know, some great moments in the United Center and some of those road games where they worked hard and the crowd was in it. And you'd never know that we weren't in the playoff race for a lot of those games just because of, you know, Connor and Kershev, Korchinski, Vlasic. There's a lot of young talent there and there's a lot of hope for the next season.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Chris, it was super cool. Landon Slaggard got his chance to come in. And then Frankie Nazar comes in and scores in his first touch, basically. And you look at a guy like that coming out of Michigan, and he's a guy they drafted highly. And it's almost as if, you know, you mentioned Korchinski, Vlasic. You start thinking about what the future can be, and they're loaded again with draft picks, and maybe they get lucky in the lottery again. It's almost like you're entering, like, maybe a funner off-season than in-season, although there wasn't a lot better than watching Bedard. That was awesome.
No, like I said, all the pressure that was on him coming, you know, from Canada, and you know, it's tough. I couldn't imagine at 17, at that age, then just turning 18, to have that put on your shoulders. But again, he handles it so well, and you could tell his interviews, the way he conducts himself on the ice. He's just a great kid, and Chicago's lucky to have him. Yeah, that first shot, that's kind of like baseball guy, a batter batting his first and hitting a homer. That was pretty cool. And then showing his parents or his grandparents in the crowd, flashing to them. And then Kevin Magnussen obviously must be his agent because he was jumping higher than anybody in that suite. That was pretty cool. I don't know if you noticed that, but that made my night when I saw Kevin there jumping up and down.
So, Chelly, this has been a great week for the NHL. A lot of drama the other night. I was watching two games simultaneously, the Red Wings getting knocked out, even though they won with the shootout. Unbelievable finish to that game. But the Caps sneak in because of Ovechkin, and then the Flyers pull the goalie. It was crazy, but a great week for NHL drama, especially, I know Austin Matthews didn't get 70, but you get Kucherov getting 100 assists, a lot of other things going on. Fun week.
Yeah, I mean, I called him, you know, halfway through the year. If Matthews would have got that 70 on the button, I think you got to give him the MVP. And he's still right there in consideration to get 69. McKinnon had a great year. There's some other guys, too, silently. There's no wrong choice for the MVP of the year. But, yeah, and that point system they developed years ago where ties are a point, it just keeps the playoff race right till the very end. It just shows you how important it is to get off to a good start because come, you know, April, you know, May, April, those points are tougher to get because, you know, guys are fighting for the playoffs. So that's a lesson to be learned, you know, for in the future that, you know, just you have to be ready right in the beginning of the year. You could be, you know, you don't know. And I was, you know, pulling for Kaner. That's such disappointing because I was looking forward to Kaner. He was my Blackhawk as far as, you know, I'm concerned to be going into the playoffs and keeping an eye on. But, you know, he had a great year, and it's just too bad they didn't get in.
Great stuff, Chris. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Chelly.
All right, guys. Take care.
That is Chris Chelios. He does a great job.
And very quietly, Connor McDavid gets 100 assists this week. It has been milestone week in the NHL.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a week. Can't wait for the playoffs to get going. That's always best time of year. NHL playoffs, literally anything can.
Toughest trophy to win.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to observe. All right, we've got so much more to get to. 312-644-6767. There's all sorts of new draft nicks out there with their picks and such. I'm curious, as we are heading ever closer to the NFL draft, have you put it to bed in your mind? Have you solved what the dilemma of this thing is, or are there surprises afoot? Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.